Let's go to the highlights. First of all, we go back to the early part of the game. First quarter, Illinois on offense for the second time after each team had punted. They started from their own 25-yard line. This was the second play of that drive. Second down, 6 yards to go here for the Illini. Paddock back to throw, guns it over the middle, intercepted by the Wildcats. Jaheim Joseph running left to the 30, to the 25, and the Wildcats have the ball in Illinois territory to the first turnover of the game. Jaheim Joseph, the senior from Miami Gardens, Florida, with the first pick of his career. The Wildcats with their 10th on the season, and they've got it in Illinois territory at the 26-yard line. And that interception would lead to this. Third and six for the Wildcats at the Illinois 10-yard line. No score, 9:01 to go first quarter. Cats trying to cash in on the interception. Porter to the right of Bryant. Trips left. Snap to Bryant. Looking. Lots of time. Now throwing to the end zone. Leaping grab. Touchdown! Cam Johnson climbed the ladder and he yanked that ball down in traffic. And the Wildcats break on top with 8:54 to go in the first quarter. Johnson with a touchdown for the fourth straight game. And Bryant with his 10th touchdown pass of the season. Illinois answered a 42-yard Caleb Griffin field goal in the ensuing drive to get on the board. It was 7-3 on the last play of the first quarter. Bryant connected for 18 yards to Johnson to the Illinois 26. Anthony Tyus, a couple of runs, 18 yards down to the 8-yard line, then 7 yards down to the 1-yard line, so only fitting that he cover the final yard himself. Second and goal for the Wildcats, up 7-3, looking for more at the 1-yard line of Illinois. Out of the pistol, give Tyus straight ahead, end zone, touchdown! Anthony Tyus the third, with his first touchdown of the season, the third of his career, and the Wildcats have found the end zone twice here in the first half, and they lead the Illini 13-3. But Illinois, which had gotten a field goal in their previous drive, started to get going offensively. They converted a 4th-and-1 on a 6-yard run by Reggie Love to the Northwestern 27-yard line. They worked it down to the 9, and Paddock went to the air. This was a familiar combination today. Law 3 shifts to the right of the quarterback, Paddock. 2 tight ends to the right side. Here's the snap. Paddock to throw it. Looking left. Throwing left toward the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown. Casey Washington battling Theron Johnson for the ball. Came down with it in the left side of the end zone. Took it away from Johnson. And the Illini find the end zone for the first time today. Cut the Wildcats' lead to 5 points with the extra point pending. And on their ensuing drive, they would cut it to 1 point on a 24-yard Griffin field goal, 14-13. Just over 2 minutes to go into the half when the Wildcats took over on their own 20. And they would try to put a drive together, but they faced third down and long. And this is where Illinois would take its first lead. Cats have third down and 13 from their own 34. Bryant in the gun. Snap to Bryant. Drops. Bryant looking. Floats it down the left side. It's intercepted. And back the other way. It's Scott to the 25-20. To the 10, to the 5. Touchdown. Miles Scott with a pick 6. And Illinois has taken the lead with 1:09 to go in the half. 20-14 Illinois, but the Wildcats still had time taking over at their own 25. They would go 75 yards in 7 plays, but a kind of a bizarre ending to the drive from the 1-yard line of Illinois. First down, goal to go. Snap to Bryant, gives to Tyus, reaching for the end zone, and he is in. No indication from the officials yet. Touchdown, Northwestern. Well, it took a while, but it was worth the wait, and the Wildcats have tied it with 6 seconds to go until halftime with the extra point to come. That's because Anthony Tyus lost the ball as he was trying to get it into the end zone. The fumble was recovered by Wildcat offensive lineman Dom D'Antonio, And with the extra point, the Wildcats had a one-point lead at halftime, 21-20. Cats got the second half kickoff, and they would go 89 yards in nine plays, and it would be Bryant to the air to cap the drive. They got third and goal here at the five. They'll empty the backfield, five wide receivers. Snap to Bryant. Back to throw. Throwing right side. Caught by Henning. Touchdown! Over the shoulder catch by A.J. Henning on the right side of the end zone. Ben Bryant connects with Henning for A.J. Henning, his fourth touchdown catch of the year. Second touchdown pass today for Ben Bryant. And the Wildcats go back up by a full touchdown here with 10:52 to go in the third. Cats led 28-20. Before the end of the third quarter, Illinois added a field goal, 40 yards for Griffin, who was 28-23. And into the wild fourth quarter we went. And early in the fourth quarter, Illinois had taken over with a minute to go in the third. They would drive 73 yards in seven plays. They drove it down to the 14-yard line of the Wildcats. A little razzle-dazzle here to take the lead. Early fourth quarter, 28-23 Northwestern. Third and four, Illinois, the 14. They'll toss it to Isaiah Williams. He'll throw a wide-open touchdown. Bryant wide open to the right side of the end zone. Isaiah Williams, a former quarterback. And Bryant all by himself. A 14-yard touchdown pass, and Illinois has gone back in front with 13-12 to go. The Wildcats then went three and out, so it appeared. The ensuing punt, though, muffed by Isaiah Williams, recovered by the Wildcats' Raymond Nyro at the Illinois 18-yard line. On third down, it would be Bryant to Bryce Kurtz to set up first and goal from the eight, and from there, Bryant would call his own number. First and goal at the eight. Cats up to the line. Porter, the running back. Snap to Bryant. Looks to throw. Pocket collapsing. Steps up. He's going to run. And he's into the end zone. Touchdown. Ben Bryant took it up the middle. And the Wildcats are back in front with 10:04 to go. 10:04 remaining. The Wildcats were indeed in front in the game again. 35-31. And they would extend the lead 9 seconds later. Here's the kickoff. Wiltshire fields it at the two, angling left across the 10. He fumbles the football, and the Wildcats pick it up. They've got it, and running into the end zone for a touchdown is Gardner Wallace. Touchdown, Northwestern. The kickoff fumbled, and Wallace scooped it up and ran it in for the touchdown. And the Wildcats, just like that, are up by 10 with 9:55 to go. The extra point made it 42-31. Everybody feeling pretty comfortable. But then just moments later, the Illini hit a big play. 73 yards, Paddock to Casey Washington, down to the 3-yard line of Northwestern on fourth and goal. Those two would connect on a 1-yard touchdown pass, and it was 42-37. The two-point conversion attempt failed. So 42-37 Northwestern. Two teams would exchange interceptions. Bryant was intercepted, but then Paddock was intercepted by Xander Mueller, setting the Cats up at the 26-yard line of the Illini with 5 minutes to go. That led to a 46-yard Jack Olson field goal to give the Wildcats a 45-37 lead. Illinois got the ball with just over a minute remaining, and this was the play that nearly saved their bowl hopes. Illinois on their own 20, a minute 9 to go. Paddock back to throw. Paddock looking over the middle. Casey Washington has it with room at the 50, and Washington stiff arms a man, 20, 15, 10, and he is in for the touchdown, 80 yards. And Illinois is within two with 55 seconds to go. Yes, they were 45-43, but the two-point conversion attempt, the pass by Paddock, was batted down. It was deflected at the line of scrimmage. It caromed off of P.J. Spencer and then Xander Mueller and fell incomplete. And the Wildcats recovered the ensuing onside kick, took a knee twice. That was it, 45-43. The final score.